Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Aziz Fuqua.
And now presenting Dr. Caroline's groundbreaking works, Keys to the Kingdom.
Four, create an environment in which he can win. Everything thrives when surrounded by peace and beauty. If a man can't win, he won't play. Modern statistics show that our men are shutting off more and more. The drug Viagra reveals that impotence is on the rise. Fertility clinics reveal that the sperm count is down. And national reports reveal that unemployment is high. The win is that the seed would express itself to its fullest potential. It is the role of the female to set the male up to win. When an apple seed wins, it becomes a tree, bearing large, beautiful apples. When man wins, he becomes the image and likeness of God. The word pater means father in Latin. Pater is a derivative of the word pattern. This is how God, the pattern of creation, came to be called father. As the apple seed holds the pattern for the tree, the male of our species holds the pattern for divinity. If the female of the species does her job correctly, divinity will be revealed on earth. Make your physical environment beautiful. Light candles, burn incense, display flowers, play music, and, above all, keep it clean. You can hire someone to do it if you don't want to. You win, too, when you have an environment in which the soul thrives. It should be comfortable, quiet, and safe. Set up an environment that subliminally stimulates his creativity. 5. Have all your needs and expectations directed to God and not to the men in your life. And if you offer them to God, they'll be fulfilled like man could never fulfill them. When men are looking for a mate, they're asking, "Are you going to have so many needs that I'm going to die here?" Women, having lost their true connection to the source, have replaced God with men. They pray that daddy and later hubby will take care of them. When that happens, they start prodding men to ensure their survival. Intuitively, the man knows that his win is bigger. He knows that there is something magnificent inside him, longing to break the soil and reach for the light. If a woman has too many needs, her focus is going to be on his fulfilling those needs. He needs her focus to be on seeing who he is and his potential and assisting him in realizing it. She needs to remember that God will take care of her needs. On a really practical level, don't ask a man to do something that he hates doing. Hire somebody to do the thing he doesn't want to do. Then you won't be disappointed or upset because he did it half-heartedly or not at all. And don't forget to hire someone to do the thing you hate doing as well.